Just think of another analogy. We can look outside, and there's trees there. And in our area, when we look around, we have a lot of fruit trees, actually. Here we have trees with leaves and so on. And you look at this tree, and you can see by looking at it that there's life in that tree. If it's a fruit tree, it bears fruit, peaches and apples and pears, and it's the fruit of the tree. But the question is, can we see where that tree is getting the source of its energy from? Well, we know that it gets its energy from its roots, from the soil, and that's underneath the ground. So when we look outside and we see these trees, we don't see the roots, right? And so the source of the energy or the food that is bringing forth the fruit, we see it in the fruit, but we don't see what the roots under the ground, right? We can say we have faith. I've got faith. But I'm not living anything that represents the life of a Christian separated from and unspotted from this world. Does he really?
That's exactly it.
Does he really? Mm-hmm. There's a profession there, but it seems pretty empty. There's no fruit. Right? And here now we're talking about that which can be seen, as we've said, by man, right? That we can look and say, now look at that. You know, there's fruit in the life because the source of that energy is coming from the heart that has been saved by faith in Jesus Christ.
And how beautiful it is, a nice fruit tree among a field of thorns.
Mm. I would suggest, first of all, it is a tremendous question. It's a very good question. And we have clarified the part that eternally it's by faith alone. So that's settled as far as the scripture is concerned. But I think it will help us, whoever asked the question, for all of us, is to consider that verse as a follow-up of verse 13. Because the believer, it says in the book of Philippians, working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Well, we know when it comes eternally, none of us can do anything as to salvation. So it has to do something with God's government, with God's dealing with us on earth here. And verse 13 gives me the answer, at least to me, of why this faith saves me from what. And it says in verse 13, for judgment will be without mercy to him that has shown no mercy. To him that has shown no mercy. And when we are exhorted to help a brother, it's really to show mercy. It's in the same way that God helped us in mercy. It is the same way it's expected from the saints to help. If we are not following it up with works of mercy due to the faith we have in God, God in his dealing with us, in his government with us, he's entitled to bring judgment upon us here in the scene. And that's how faith saves. That's how I work my salvation here on earth, with fear and trembling, that I need to live on the principles that God has given me in his word. If I decided to deviate from it, if I decided not to allow the works that God has for me before the foundation of the world to follow my faith, then judgment begins from the house of God. God has the right to judge me here on earth governmentally, but if I'm living by the principle of faith and understand that there is works of mercy that should follow this faith, then mercy, it says, mercy glories over judgment. So it is a matter of God dealing with me here on earth, God's government, and nothing has to do with that which is eternal, that has been secured by the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I think that what John Ridicop has mentioned, though, is something we really need to have set before us. And that is the easy believism of the day in which we live. The social gospel that says, well, sure, I'm a Christian, and there is no change in the life. There's no change in appetite. There's no change when it comes to my attitude towards other believers, other people who are really believers. Then one really has to question, is this person really the Lord's? Because when I've been saved, changes come in. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are of new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled unto himself, us unto himself, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, I'll tell you, that's a fact. And when I've made a profession, and there is not evidence in my life, it's a serious, serious thing. Wilt thou know? He says, thou believest that there is one God. We live in a world where many would say that. Well, sure, I believe in a God. I don't believe in evolution. I believe there's a God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Being alone, without works is dead. And then you say, well, I don't know this. I don't understand this. Then we need to go to these next two examples, because they're going to help explain what we have seen here. And one is Abraham, and one, of course, is Rahab. And they are the examples. Rahab wasn't saved by what she did. I see the evidence there was life by what she did. We want to see that. You say, well, you know, she lied to those people. Well, I'm not going to go into all that she did. I do know what she knew. She knew that God was working, and that she could trust him, and that the land was going to be given to his people. In faith, she put the string out that day. The evidence that there was life that was there.